it's a Gorilla Tango Theater. Theater Tango. Gorilla Tango Theater, who have many shows going on right now and have a really interesting concept to go along with their burlesque shows that I really kind of enjoy. And I've had a few ladies in the past from Gorilla Tango on, and I really like what they do. We have the director of Don't Blink, a Doctor Who burlesque, which opens in February. That's Catherine Siegel.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing very well.
And the girl who actually plays the Doctor, right?
One of them, yes.
You play one of the Doctors.
Yes.
You are Lady Lemondrop.
Indeed.
Lady Lemondrop is here. And then we have Devin Deviante.
Yes.
Yes. And welcome to the show, you guys. I appreciate it. Tell everybody what the concept, sort of the mission statement, if you will, of Gorilla Tango is, because it's really unique and kind of cool.
I think our basic mission statement, to sum it up, is to take nerd, geeky concepts, really fun concepts, and add burlesque theater to them, to reinvent them in a way, and have people have the chance to look at them in a whole new form. So combining that comedy with something a little more sexy, a little more adult, and
sure,
taking childhood things and making them more adult, basically.
Yeah. So, for those people who don't know what burlesque is there an actual sort of, I don't know what the actual textbook definition of burlesque is. I know what it is. I know what it is when I see it. But what, is there sort of a definition?
I actually came across it while studying for the GRE, and it said it was a body provocative stage show.
A body provocative stage show?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. All right. So you guys decided to combine, and I love the fact that you have a Star Trek pin.
Yes, science officer.
Yeah, science officer pin right there. And so the combination was to take these sexy burlesque shows, mm-hmm, which go back and date way burlesque goes way back, and some people kind of confuse burlesque with vaudeville, but they're two kind of different things, even though they were popular at around the same time. But burlesque, mm-hmm, is different than vaudeville. Mm-hmm. You guys don't have, like, wacky stand-up comedians come out and do stupid jokes and stuff and little skits like they did in Brunei.
Right.
But you guys do have songs, obviously. You dance.
Mm-hmm.
Is everything within the show, are they all original songs? Or are they songs that you pick for the shows that have already been recorded or popular tunes?
They're picked for the show.
Yeah. Now, how is that decided? Like, you are the director of the Doctor Who burlesque. Tell me about the conception of that and how you guys kind of put it together.
Basically, it all starts with a script, as any performance art does, and our writer, Amanda Cohen, is amazing. I was actually brought on when she already had a working draft, so we sat down together and said, what songs are really going to reflect these moments we want to convey, especially with Doctor Who, where you have so many different creatures and sci-fi elements. What songs can we find that are going to, convey the attitudes of these different creatures in the universe and how much of it needs to be softer, prettier movements versus harder, more metal and punk music.
Yeah.
And that all weighs out into the course of the show.
And now, as director, are you also the choreographer?
I am not. Okay. I don't usually choreograph. Our choreographer is absolutely amazing. Her name's Kristen Smiley. Mm-hmm. And she actually came in, and we have a very dance-heavy burlesque show. Some are, some aren't. Ours is in particular, so she came in and really created the dancing in this.
Yeah. Now, had you ever done a burlesque before? How long have you been doing this?
2 years now.
Okay. And you came from the world of theater, not burlesque.
Yes.
Was it intimidating at all?
At first, yes. My first show was intimidating, but once I got really into it, I just...
What was your first show?
Boobs and Goombas, Super Mario.
Okay.
Yeah. Boobs
and
Goombas,
Super Mario Brothers.
Second cast of that show.
Okay.
It was really liberating once I got into it,
you know,
and it was really fun.
Yeah.
Felt empowering, so.
Okay, and what about you? Was it intimidating for you to get up on stage and do these sexy things?
Not really. I come from a world of dance and gymnastics, so it just went together.
Yeah.
It went right in.
Now, you guys don't get naked. No. I mean,
no.
I mean, you just—it's like a tease, right? Is there what are the costumes usually like when you guys and you strip down from, like, if you're dressed up like, which doctor do you play, by the way?
Doctor 11, Matt Smith version.
Yeah, Matt Smith. Oh, wow! You're a badass. You're playing Matt Smith. plays Tom Baker? Does anybody play Tom Baker?
That would be Irene Goodnight. She's another one of our actresses. She's not
that's
here
my favorite doctor.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
Are you? Do you play a doctor as well?
No, I play Una, which is based off of Donna Noble.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. So you guys get together. Does one person write the script? Is that how it works, or do you throw? Do you kind of throw ideas out about it?
Well, like I was saying before, our writer starts with the basis, and she starts with the structure and what the plot we're going to follow is. And then as we come into the rehearsal space, because all these women are amazingly gifted in the art of comedy, we're able to ad-lib and bring in more references, because of course we all love Doctor Who. So we bring in more references, we ad-lib some, we play around. Some days it's just like goofing off completely.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of the jokes themselves come from.
And so the structure of this, clearly, if you're including all the doctors, you want this to be an all-encompassing Doctor Who sort of, not spoof, or just a take on all of the doctors, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be kind of overwhelming a little bit, don't you think?
It's a little intense, especially from a research perspective. We had to go back and take this very seriously in terms of just starting from a place of pure research and watching Tom Baker episodes over and over again to really get his mannerisms down and then get into arguments over, well, this is how Eccleston relates to Tennant's doctor versus, like, it's amazing, how much work goes into, especially for these ladies, creating these characters since they're basing them off of already existing characters.
You guys take on a lot of things that they're really passionate fans of these things. Like, for instance, you've got, like, a Batman burlesque, mm-hmm. you've got a Walking Dead burlesque, you've got an Empire Brings Sexy Back burlesque sequel.
Yep.
to A New Hope, so you're doing Star Wars. There are hardcore fans of these things out there. Do they show up and just, do they analyze things and just, like, do they kind of go nuts? Tell me a little... if you got some stories about that.
Definitely when Hooter Rangers was going on, it was a parody off of Power Rangers, obviously.
Yeah.
We had the most hardcore fans there. It was really great. Like, they're usually a small and mighty crowd, but they're all, like, people my age, too, since it's my generation.
Yeah.
And they're, like, really into it, laughing at everything. Any little bit we put in that we thought was obscure, they'd get.
Yeah.
It was kind of amazing in that.
And what about, you're doing The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead burlesque. The first month that we opened in October, there were people coming in zombie costumes and just breaking out in hilarious laughter at the smallest references.
Mm-hmm. So. Do you try to get as inside as possible? Are you a fan of The Walking Dead?
Yes.
Okay. Because it's my religion. Zombies are my favorite thing on Earth, and I really hope that there's a zombie apocalypse for real. I love zombies, and that show to me, would there be, like, if I can, actually, when I come and see Boobs of the Dead, not if, when, are there going to be a lot of, like, jokes that only Walking Dead fans will be able to latch onto?
Yes, there will be a lot of jokes that only Walking Dead fans can latch onto, but it's really funny for everyone.
Yeah.
I'm not
trying to exclude anybody. I'm just saying I happen to be a geek about The Walking Dead.
You'll love it, too.
Yeah, okay. And so, do we have zombies dancing?
Yes, two zombies who are just zombies, and eventually there are more.
Sure, of course.
Right.
Yeah, now, so what do you do, what do you play in the show?
I play the wife and a horse, and for one run, a zombie. One of the zombies.
Are you the horse at the first episode?
Yes, the horse from the first episode.
So you get torn apart on stage.
I do.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, we have limbs coming off of people and trails coming
cool.
out.
That's so cool. So let's go back to the Doctor Who thing, which opens in February. February 1st it opens.
Yeah.
And it's Fridays at 9.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. And by the way, we should probably tell everybody where your space is. Let everybody know where your space is. I'm Milwaukee.
It's right off the Western stop, literally two steps off. I think the actual physical address is 1919 North mm-hmm. Milwaukee.
Yeah, 1919 North Milwaukee.
It's the Western Blue Line.
Take the Western Blue Line. It's literally right there. You get off, boom, it's right there. It's the Western Blue Line is where you guys are. But let's talk a little bit about the Doctor Who thing. How much are you guys at a point now? Is there a running time that you have a cutoff? Because are you going to have to do some cutting, is my question.
No, we're actually doing really well for time on our particular show. We usually aim for about 55 minutes to an hour each production, mm-hmm. and we're falling really nicely in that little window right now. So, I mean, and that's always an awesome thing for a director to not have to cut bits. You know, we actually have time to play with more and add more things like that we love that we hadn't really been able to experiment with.
Mm-hmm. And so how big is your house?
You guys have
80?
80.
Yeah. That's a nice size house.
Yeah.
It's cool. That's very, very cool. So how many nights a week do you run shows? I'm holding 4 postcards in my hand right now for separate shows, and some of them are two-sided.
In Bucktown, at the Western Blue Line, it's Fridays and Saturday nights,
mm-hmm.
and then Skokie, it's Saturdays at 9.
Saturdays at 9. And what's playing in Skokie, the Batman one?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's, who's in the, is anybody here in the Batman one?
No, sadly.
Boobies is a Batman burlesque. Tell me about the Batman burlesque. What's that one like?
It's based off the 60s Batman.
So it's the Adam West Batman.
Yeah.
Like the cool Batman, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
The totally obsessive one.
Do they represent, is the Joker in there, and is the Penguin, and all those classic, the
Eggman,
classic.
Eggman, yeah.
Yeah, oh, he is? Oh, good. That's cool. So, yes. All right, cool. Let me get my, what's the phone number? I want to make sure we plug this. Okay, 773-598-4549. 773-598-4549. GorillaTango.com is the website, and you can get your tickets there. And it's Geeky Girl Burlesque is what it is. And so cool. We're going to talk more with our guests coming up right after this on WGN, and we'll tell you how you can get tickets and tell you about some of the other shows that you can see at Gorilla Tango. Right here on WGN.
Oh.
ESPN apologizing for Brett Musburger.
Now apologize.
Ladies, this is for you.
720 WGN. We are in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Tribune Tower. And my guests are Catherine Siegel, who is the director of the new Doctor Who burlesque show at the Gorilla Tango Theater. Lady Lemondrop, who is one of the doctors in the show. And Devin Deviante?
Yes,
okay. I just want to make sure I get that right. Who is also part of the shows and is in Boobs of the Dead, which is the Walking Dead burlesque show. I was just asking you guys off the air, which I thought we might want to bring up on the air. You know, people come up to you and request more geeky things for you to do? Like shows for you to do?
Usually we request them of ourselves.
So what are some of the ones? I asked you off mic about Battlestar Galactica. Is that one of the ones that you guys are batting around?
Yeah, we talk about it a lot during rehearsals about different shows we'd like to start up. Battlestar Galactica comes up a lot. A new Trek show comes up. Josh Whedon shows.
Yeah. Well, if you do the Battlestar Galactica, would you try and do like what you're doing with Doctor Who and incorporate the old Battlestar Galactica with the new Battlestar Galactica, or would you just concentrate on the new Battlestar Galactica because it's so much better than the old?
That would really depend on the writer.
Yeah,
kind of whoever the writer picks up on. It's nice to get a chance to play with both, but I mean, if I were to write it, I'd probably focus on the new because I know that a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah, a Nude Hope and the Empire Brings Sexy Back are running now. And are you guys planning on doing Jedi? Is that going to happen? Because you got Empire, you got the first one.
I believe it's being thought about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you won't do these three crappy prequels.
Because
I don't want to see any women dressed up like Jar Jar Binks dancing around on stage. That would be horrendous. Mm. That would absolutely be horrendous. What are some of your? I want to ask you guys. What are some of your favorite dances that you do? Some of your favorite routines that you've done in any show, or if you're working on one in Doctor Who that you're particularly happy about, tell me about that.
Well, Doctor Who, my doctor doesn't actually all dance that much, but I do get to, like, you know, be messed with, which is fun. Actually, we had this really awesome closing routine for Power Rangers, which I think was my favorite routine that we've ever done, and it just involved all the, you know, Rangers stripping and being excited that they can celebrate their sexuality.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm in the reboot of Boobs and Goombas starting in February, the same weekend as Doctor Who show. And in this one, it's a very dance-heavy show, and I'm doing a playing a cheep cheep, which is the little fly fish, and it's a very acrobatic, lyrical fan dance. It's a lot of fun.
Well, that's cool.
I did that one too in the original.
Did you?
Yeah.
So you guys are constantly doing shows, and then when you're not doing shows, are writers just coming in and coming up with ideas with you guys, or do they just show up with a script that's not finished, but at least, you know, it's partially done or there's an outline?
Both.
Yeah.
Both.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what kind of audiences do you guys get? Tell me about the audiences that you get. I'm assuming you get the geek crowds.
Yeah.
But are people allowed to drink in a theater?
Yes.
Okay. You sell beverages.
You sell cocktails, and okay, there you go. So you can have some cocktails, and so what kind of crowds do you guys get? Give me a little impression of some of the. Crowds you guys have got.
Well, especially with the Star Wars, both of them, you get so many different generations because everyone has seen Star Wars.
Yeah.
So there's really like all ages there. Whereas some of the other shows, they kind of have their own specific ages that come, which is also cool. But Star Wars is always nice because you get like really big audiences with lots of different diverse people.
You're going to get that with Doctor Who.
Yeah.
You're definitely going to get, especially if you're doing Baker, awesome. If you're going back to Baker and those guys, you know. So
I think our Walking Dead show, the audience skews pretty young for that one, too.
When does The Walking Dead run? When does
it's running through the end of January, and then that's it.
What night, though?
Friday nights at 9.
See, I can't see it. I happen to be here on Friday nights, so I can't see it. Well, the schedule is available at GorillaTango.com, and you can get your tango there as well. So you got GorillaTango.com. You can also call 773-598-4549. That's 773-598-4549. Temple of Boobs, an Indiana Jones burlesque. Boobs of the Dead, a Walking Dead burlesque. A Star Wars Nude Hope burlesque. And the new one, Don't Blink, a Doctor Who burlesque. That opens February 1st, Fridays at 9 o'clock. GorillaTango.com/who. And then 773-598-4559. So thank you guys for coming down. I appreciate it. I hope you had a good time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I hope people come out and see your shows. I've noticed, and I haven't seen them on the. I take the Blue Line. Blue Line, I live off the Blue Line, so I take the Blue Line all the time. And I noticed that you guys had some very, very cool ads on the Blue Line. Are they still running? They got new ones running?
Yeah.
Those are awesome. Those are very cool. Very smart, too, advertising. You know, it's very smart advertising. So I'll look for those on the Blue Line. Look for the Gorilla Tango. Thank you guys for coming down. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Break a leg on February 1st, okay?
Thank you.
Literally. I just mean,
hopefully,
you know.
Hopefully not.
No. Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break. The news is next. And then we have our first exclusive Blackhawks interview. Eddie Olczyk is going to join us to talk about the fact that the